Hello, my name is Cecilia, and this is Qualicast number 23. In this broadcast, Adriana, Diego, Caitlin, Cameron, and Spencer have segments on wind, clouds, precipitation, tornadoes, hurricane, then last but not least, Josh and Amanda with some science jokes. Now, let's go back to Adriana with some wind.
Do you know what wind is? Hi, I'm Adriana, and I'm going to tell you about wind. First of all, wind is moving air. The most common cause of wind is the uneven heating of land and water. The three measuring instruments are an anemometer, the windsock, and the wind vane. An anemometer measures wind speed. A windsock measures wind direction. You often see these at an airport. Last but not least, the wind vane. It measures wind's direction also. And you often see these at a farmer's house. Thanks. Now here's Diego with types of clouds.
Do you know how many types of clouds there are? Well, I'm going to tell you during this segment. Hello, my name is Diego, and the types of clouds are fog, cumulus, nimbostratus, cirrus, and cumulonimbus. Fog forms near bodies of water. Cumulus clouds are white and puffy and associated with fair weather. Nimbostratus clouds are thick gray clouds that block out the sun. Nimbo equals rain and stratus equals sheet. Cirrus clouds are feathery or wispy high-flying clouds. Cumulonimbus clouds are thunderheads and associated with thunderstorms. Now, here's Caitlin with a segment on precipitation.
Thanks, Dale. Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I'm going to tell you all about precipitation. The first type of precipitation is rain. One raindrop equals 1 million droplets. The second type of precipitation is drizzle. Drizzle is a heavy mist that falls. The third type of precipitation is hail. Hail is liquid raindrops that are carried upward so high that they freeze and form ice. Hail also forms in layers. Then comes snow. Snow appears when raindrops freeze at the temperature of 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Snow also forms in crystals. There are also four main types of snow, which are called stellar, column, plate, and needle. Next is sleet, which is a mixture of snow and rain. Now, here's Josh, Kay, and Amanda with the weather jokes. See ya!
Thank you, Caitlin. I'm Josh Kay, and I will be telling you some weather jokes. What is the difference between weather and climate? You can't weather a tree, but you can climb it. Here's my second joke. Whatever happened to the cow that was lifted into the air by the tornado? Utter disaster. Thank you. And here's Amanda with some more jokes.
Thanks, Josh. Now let's hear more weather jokes. Why did it rain money during the tornado? Because there was a change in the weather. Why were hurricanes once named after women? Because they're not himicanes. Now here's Cameron talking about tornadoes.
Thanks, Josh and Amanda. Those are funny jokes. Do you know what a tornado is? Hi, my name is Cameron, and I will tell you all about tornadoes. Tornadoes are measured on the Fujita intensity scale. They also look like a funnel cloud. Tornadoes have speeds up to 300 miles per hour. They occur only over land, never over water. Tornadoes form when air is heated and rises inside a storm cloud. They are measured F0 through F5. An F0 is not bad. An F1 is not much worse than an F0. An F2 may cause minor roof damage. An F3 will flip over cars, But an F4 will throw cars far distances. An F5 will kill people. Never be near a tornado. Thanks for listening. Now here's Spencer, who will tell you all about hurricanes.
Thanks, Cameron, for that interesting segment. Hello, my name is Spencer, and I will be telling you all about hurricanes. Hurricanes are extremely dangerous storms that are started over water. They have winds over 100 miles per hour, with winds going up to 200 miles per hour. They are given boy-girl names in alphabetical order. Hurricanes are created when warm air and cold air collide, or when the conditions are just right. Thank you for your time, and back to you, Cecilia.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening to ColeCast number 23. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something new.